Welcome back to Giants.com. As we continue our special position preview series, we continue on the offensive line. We go to the tackle position. And over the course of the offseason, the Giants did address perhaps one of the most important positions on any NFL team, left tackle, re-signing William Beatty to a five-year contract that'll make him an anchor at that left tackle spot for the foreseeable future. Now, William has had some back injuries in the past, but he controlled them well last year, and the Giants hope he stays healthy and can be that consistent player on the left side that has to block guys like DeMarcus Ware, Trent Cole, and Brian Arakpo. So with left tackle taken care of, there is some competition at the right tackle position. David Deal is the longest tenured Giant. Last year, he had some injury issues. He had some offseason knee surgery. Despite that, in spring workouts, he was working with the first team offense, and it's his job to lose. He has some competition, most of it coming from first-round pick Justin Pugh out of Syracuse. Now, he played left tackle at Syracuse. He's moving to the right side for the Giants. Chris Knee thinks he'll be helped along by having so many veterans teaching him how to play offensive line in the NFL.
He's surrounded by veteran guys who have been through that adjustment, and it is an adjustment. But he seems very, very professional when he comes in here. Like I said earlier, I mean, he's been working in the weight room. You know, pays attention in meetings, you know, ask questions, and really at this point in time, that's all you can do is just try to get a handle on the offense as quickly as you can. And
no one doubts Justin Pugh's dedication or his athleticism. He should be able to make that transition. His one knock coming out of college was short arms, which he overcame at the collegiate level. We'll see if he can overcome it at the pro level as well. The other guy providing some competition at that tackle spot is James Brewer. Now, he's been a project for the Giants for a couple of years since being drafted in the fourth round two seasons ago. This is really a show-me offseason for James Brewer. Has he learned a lot in the past two seasons? Has he improved to the point where he can be relied upon as a tackle in the NFL? He has to prove it in games. He has to prove it in practice. He has to prove it in the meeting rooms. We'll see if he can do it. Then you have a guy like Matt McCants. He was a sixth-round pick a couple of years ago. He had an injury-plagued season as a rookie. Now in year number two, they hope he can step forward, show the coaches he has what it takes in the classroom and on the practice field to really be a dependable tackle that maybe can even be active on game days if he can contribute a little bit on special teams as well. Everyone knows how important the offensive line is in the NFL, and especially the NFC East, where teams like Dallas, Philadelphia, and Washington rely so much on the pass rush to get to the quarterback. The Giants need all these players to step their game up and do a good job to protect their franchise Eli Manning, who, of course, is the key to victory and perhaps a third Super Bowl championship in the Tom Coughlin era. Everyone, thanks for joining us. Next week, we head to the defensive side of the ball. Make sure you stay tuned to Giants.com and enjoy your 4th of July weekend.